With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For members of the Children's Book of the Month Club, a colorful catalog arrives each month describing the latest book selections, as well as classics and popular favorites. Editorial Director David Allender says selecting books for the club is no easy task.
You have children developing at different rates, you have different reading levels, you have books appealing to different types of parents.
But the Children's Book of the Month Club offers a vast array.
Books for babies, books for preschoolers, books for kids in elementary school.
David Allender says there are several other book clubs for kids, but their range is more narrow than Children's Book of the Month.
Dr. Seuss Book Club or Sesame Street Book Club or a Disney Book Club where they're offering one type of book.
Allender personally sifts through thousands of new children's books each year to make the selections, but
our best-selling title of the year by far is a book called Where the Wild Things Are, which was first published in 1963.
Books in the Children's Book of the Month Club catalog are in the $12 to $13 range.
That's often a price that would also include more than one book. I mean, our selections are often made up of four books that go together or three books that go together.
Parents can reach Children's Book of the Month through a toll-free 800 number. David Allender says his goal is to make available high-quality books that teach good values.
Above all, books that will engage a child's attention, books that will give them that wonderful initiation into the world of reading.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The editorial director of the Children's Book of the Month Club, David Allender, has spotted what he thinks is an unfortunate trend in children's books.
There's a much greater stress paid on the graphics of a book. It's the first thing anybody sees. They open it up and they see terrific graphics and they think right away this is going to be a wonderful book.
Which is not necessarily true, because Allender says that often today's illustrators don't have the narrative sense that well serves the written word.
We tend to offer a lot of classics partly because that sense of narrative, which I think is so important, is often missing in books today.
David Allender says shifts in morals and values are often reflected in children's books, and he has definite ideas about the books offered by the Children's Book of the Month Club.
What I'm looking for are books that help build self-esteem, independence, that build creativity of thought.
David Allender doesn't like the idea of making kids follow a book list.
The best thing that a parent can do is to provide lots of books for the child to choose between. If you provide the books and you talk about books, then I think that to me is the kind of thing that you can do to instill a love of reading.
The Children's Book of the Month Club can be reached through a toll-free 800 number.
Children today have more choices than ever before for entertainment, for information, as do their parents. But books remain a vital source of information.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.